Fridays are 5 days here on The Takeaway. That's right, when Sean Ramaswamy from Sideshow at Studio 360 comes in to tell us about the top five things you need to have seen on the internet this week. Hey, Sean.
Hey, Todd.
Great to have you here. I know you've been trolling on the internet, and I assume you've been watching a little bit of television this week.
Number one.
Yeah, did you hear this thing about David Letterman?
David Letterman. I get it.
There's like a lot on the internet about Letterman this week. Probably too much. There's lists of his best moments, but one of the best things I saw paying tribute to David Letterman, someone just posted the entire first episode of his Late Show from February 1st, 1982 on YouTube. It's just, you know, 45 minutes. And it's brilliant.
From New York, one of the most exciting cities in the tri-state area, it's Late Night with David Letterman. Tonight's guests are Bill Murray, Don Mr. Wizard Herbert, also a tour of the set, a special late night report on the shame of the city, and the Rainbow Grill Dancing Girls.
And those girls are dancing over that introductory segment. I mean,
Mr. Wizard was on it?
Yes. It featured, like, this first episode, like, though it was sort of raw and, you know, it's gloriously dated now, but it features, like, a lot of what made Letterman great. It was irreverent and experimental and
small. That
and
show
Bill
felt
Murray.
So small.
Totally, yeah.
When he used to do that. It's not small anymore. All right, number two.
Number two.
I couldn't help but laugh. I saw a little piece of news this week, and I wanted to share it with you. Nintendo, the video game company, hired a gentleman named Bowser to be their VP of sales.
Just Bowser.
I think it's like David Bowser, but
like
it doesn't
greaser?
Matter. It doesn't matter. No, like Bowser, like the evil villain in Super Mario.
Oh, see, you're going over my head.
Sorry.
I don't...
Okay. And he's the arch villain of the Nintendo world.
Not anymore. Now he's selling.
Now he's the VP of sales. There you go.
The world is turned upside down, literally this time for Mario and Luigi.
Yeah.
Number three.
Number three.
Okay, number three. If you did like that one, you might like this one. The MTA, New York's transportation agency, decided to fill people in on why subways are delayed with this fun 8-bit video that looks like the original Super Mario Brothers. And it's got great like 8-bit music. We can hear some of it, I think.
All right, that's cute, but this is just the subway's underhanded way to get me to not be mad when the end
it
train
is. They're trying to placate you. But if this helps someone understand why one person getting sick on one train slows down the whole system, I think it's useful. But then I like let that video roll, and then after that, I got on the related content, and I just want to warn everyone to just jump out of that video once it's over, or you're going to end up in this.
Okay, we could find our seats, please. Meaning of the... Transit and Bus Committee is called to order. Are there any public speakers? There are no public speakers. Okay.
That's the Transit and Bus Board. I'm waiting for Benji Bronk from the Howard Stern Show to show up and make a statement.
All of the other MTA videos on YouTube are awful, so just get out of there. That's the one that you want to see. And the rest
I'm
of them
spend some
out.
Time with that. Okay, number four.
Number four.
This guy, Eduardo Flores, he was a former UN employee. He's been traveling the world for years, and he really started to be charmed by the various do not disturb signs he would see on his hotels. So he started asking the hotel staff if he could take them with him, and he started like a blog with some 9,000 takes on the do not disturb
that goes
sign.
On your doorknob.
Exactly. So, like, a lot of art and craft goes into do not disturb signs internationally, apparently, and people have been, like, finding other ones and sending them to him, and it's just this amazing sort of stunning collection.
An entire cottage industry. Number five.
Number five.
You're probably well aware that you got to find different ways to talk about this 26th presidential race.
No, that's for sure.
And the Washington Post found a rather original one this week. They looked at the 2016 race in rap using the website Genius, which features annotated rap lyrics.
Oh, Rap Genius.
Yeah. It used to be called Rap Genius. Now it's just genius.com. Okay. They went through and searched for Hillary Clinton and Jeb Bush and Rick Perry and Rick Santorum and found all of the references to these guys and hip-hop music. But, yeah, I brought a clip of a Mac Miller song called Donald Trump that they found. The situation sticky and the liquor got him silly, but I take over the world when I'm on my Donald Trump.
Look at all this money. Ain't that some? Now, Sean, I got to tell you, you are violating my ban as a political reporter. I have a Donald Trump ban. I do not discuss him until he's a legitimate candidate.
I apologize.
For the purposes of the five, we're getting around that today.
Okay, well, blame the Washington Post.
Okay, Sean Ramaswamy from Sideshow at Studio 360 joins us every week with his top Internet 5. Thanks, Sean.
Thanks, Dad.